Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I'm Brian Wilson, and it is very good to have with us today so we can tap into his legal expertise, Hans von Spakovsky. Good to have you here, Hans.
Hi, Brian. It's great to be here.
Today, I am keeping another promise to the American people by nominating Judge Neil Gorsuch of the United States Supreme Court to be of the United States Supreme Court.
I think he messed that. Court of Appeals. For the Supreme Court. But nonetheless, Neil Gorsuch is the president's choice to fill the position held by Antonin Scalia. Joining us on the line right now, Ed Meese, the 75th U.S. Attorney General of the United States and a good friend of this program. Good morning to you, General Meese.
Good morning. Good to be with you and your listeners.
Well, it's good to have you here. Let me start off by asking you your thoughts about the president's nominee to be the replacement for Antonin Scalia. His name is Judge Neil Gorsuch.
Well, I think it was an outstanding selection. I think the judge will be an outstanding member of the Supreme Court, and I think the president did it very well with real style. I had the privilege of being there in the East Room last night as he announced it to over 100 people, including a number of members of the Senate, and there was a very great approval by the members of the Senate that I was sitting with. I think he's going to be an excellent choice.
Yeah, I mean, when he was chosen to be on the appeals court, his nomination was so remarkably non-controversial that he was voted in on a voice vote and no opposition was heard.
That's right. And deservedly so because of his fine background.
I wonder, General Meese, and it's Hans von Spakovsky here, isn't that going to make it a little bit tougher, you think, for Democrats to suddenly come out and say, well, he's terrible, he shouldn't be confirmed, when there wasn't apparently a single objection when he was confirmed to the 10th Circuit, including by Chuck Schumer, the new leader of the Democrats?
Well, I think it is going to be difficult from a rational standpoint, but unfortunately, what we've been seeing in the nominations for President Trump's cabinet so far, unfortunately, some of our friends on the other side have not been very rational in the way they've been reacting.
Yeah, this judge, Judge Gorsuch, is been described as an originalist, a person who is a textualist. What does that mean to you, and what do you read into the decisions that you've seen from this judge?
Well, what it really means is that he's faithful to the Constitution and that he's willing to carry out his duties to render judgments based upon the law, based upon the application of the law to a particular case or controversy, and that he's not going to substitute for what the Constitution says or what statutes passed by Congress say, and substitute his own personal preferences, his political ideas, or his policy ideas, that he's going to follow the law, and that's the way in which he's ruled. That's what his opinions have definitely said. I know that a number of people, including my colleague John Malcolm and Hans himself, have gone through his decisions, and they know that he has ruled according to the law and to follow the Constitution. And that's what really President Trump was looking for and what he promised the people.
Yeah, I have to say, I actually think that's probably the biggest objection that the Democrats have, and that's why they're opposing him, because they don't want somebody who actually sticks to the Constitution, sticks to the Bill of Rights, and isn't going to create rights that don't exist in the Constitution, which unfortunately is a habit of too many liberal federal judges these days.
That's right, and not only a judge who can create rights can also take away rights. And that, so when people put their personal prejudices into their decisions, that skewers the whole thing in the wrong direction.
A new topic, if we could, and it has to do with what you have seen in the last few days at the Justice Department with the firing of the acting attorney general. Now, you have been the attorney general of the United States. Would you have done, if you were President Trump, what happened to Sally Yates?
Absolutely. She was way out of line. She was totally wrong. And it was the only thing that the president could do, really, in order for him to follow the Constitution.
What was it that she did that was wrong? I mean,
well, what she did was Attorney General and of the Justice Department to defend the actions of the president, of the members of the government, of the Congress, and the laws that they passed. It's their duty to defend these matters in litigation. Unless there is absolutely no way in which a court could conscientiously come to the decision that these laws are correct. And that has always been the tradition of the Department of Justice. And this lady took it into herself. She couldn't even find anything in the Constitution or the law to quote. Instead, she said, essentially, she didn't agree with the policy.
That she had moral objections to it.
That's right. And that's not what the job of the lawyer is in the Justice Department. It is to follow the law, and it's to follow the Constitution. And so she was totally wrong. She was out of line, particularly, I think, when she was exercising powers that the president had granted to her, in a sense, as a privilege to her to continue in office and to be the acting attorney general. And when she had that responsibility, she had a special obligation, really, then, to follow the principles and the rules of the Justice Department. She failed to do that, and so it was very proper for the president to relieve her of her duties.
Well, he's the 75th U.S. Attorney General of the United States, serving between 85 and 1988 for President Reagan. Ed Meese, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.